Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
There you are. Welcome back. It is another edition, an episode of Opinions Matter, Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. And if you're wondering what the hell that means, well, we record this podcast nearly every day with live callers. So unlike a lot of podcasts where it's just the presenters sitting down with a guest, we don't know who the guests are going to be on any episode because the guests are you, the listeners, because you ring in on the topic. And I will tell you what today's topic is going to be in a moment. But suffice to say, it has split opinion 50-50. So it's going to be a good debate. You always know when a topic is so divisive and it's literally split down the middle, you know it's going to be a good debate. So I will bring you the information on that in a moment. But first of all, I want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsors at the moment, who are Hum. Now, what do Hum do? I'll explain to you in a moment, but you need to make note of this website because their website is shophum.com. Shophum.com. Stress-free spending starts with splitting your payments with Hum. So if you are in, say for our argument's sake, Easy Living Interiors, and you see an L-shaped sofa, and it has USB plugs and place to put your drink, and it has recliners and all that, and you say, I want that L-shaped sofa in my living room, and then you realise, well, the price, I'm not going to be able to pay for that in one go. That is where Hum come in, because you can apply for credit on purchases of up to €30,000 with Hum and spread the cost of buying something online or in store from any of their retail partners. And as I said, they've loads of retail partners across the country. And it is so easy to do that even our Katie has been able to do it. So if you want to buy something and you don't have the money to hand, why not apply for credit with Hum? Check out their website, shophum.com. Don't break the bank. Break up the payments. Hum it. And that's Hum with two M's. So it's Hum. Yeah, Hum.
Yeah, there's
two M's in it.
It's a great company.
Yes, it is.
Great company, yeah.
I've no interest. You've no interest in the company?
No, there's no interest.
Oh, sorry. I was like, why have you no interest in
the company? No, I do have an interest. I have interest and I've used it before, but no interest. That's the best part.
Because I am shopping for an L shape at the moment.
A couch?
An L shape, yes.
Oh, nice. Why?
But I want one with a USB.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's God, yeah.
How does the couch charge the USB part?
Don't know, don't care. Ask Hum. No, Hum won't give you the answer to that. They'll just give you the credit first, okay?
Okay. Right.
Now, what do we want to talk about on today's episode of Opinions Matter? Well, we asked you yesterday, as we do every single day, to contact us about topics that you would like us to cover. And in turn, you send us back messages and then we cover the topics. And that's how it works. And the topic that came in, was it last night or this morning? Because you had the phone out.
It was today, actually.
It was today.
It was today, just after lunch, actually.
So I want to read out the message from you and see what you think. Hiya. Please talk about this on your show, but don't say my name. So we're going to call this person S, just to protect their identity. I work in, and we've blocked out the name of the shop because it's irrelevant really to the conversation, but it's a well-known shop. I work in blank in Blanche, and I sometimes, a couple of times a month, see a woman who I know is a single mum coming in and stealing stuff, food and baby stuff. I was telling my fella about her, and he's furious with me for not reporting her. He went mad at me, saying I'm a disgrace for not reporting it. He's a business owner himself, and he says that she needs to be reported, but I just can't. He is so annoyed with me for saying nothing, I just don't know if I can do it. The poor woman is obviously struggling. What should I do? Now, the key details in this, ladies and gentlemen, and Katie as well, is that it is... Now, our Amanda has spoken to S, who was terrified, by the way, because she doesn't want to lose her job. So we have to be very careful not to identify her. By the way, yes, I know you're listening. If you want to send in messages about the topic, if you hear something and you want to question it, you're feel free to do so. But according to Amanda, the majority of the stuff that she does take is food and baby stuff. So she's not...
Poor girl.
She's not shoplifting bottles of Bacardi and stuff like
that's
that.
That's very sad.
It's food and baby stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess the question is, first of all, is there any excuse for this? Yeah. Is there any excuse for doing it? And secondly, should S actually report it? Now, S, you work for that company. Now, I know that company you work for makes millions a day. They're a very successful company. But still, I think you have a duty to actually report that, because theft is theft. And according to Amanda, is that a baby powder? Malupa. Sorry, apparently she's being steed. Now, Katie, will you do me a favour? Just look up how much a tin of Malupa food is.
Oh, baby powder is really expensive. And
it's been a while since I bought it.
Is it Malupa?
Malupa, is that right? Sorry,
baby
Malupa.
Formula, yeah.
Oh, they're just the dinners.
Oh, no, the Malupa is it. So let's look up the Aptamil.
Oh, sorry, it was Aptamil that I used to use. So, yeah, so we just want to find out how, just to put that into perspective, yeah, to find out how much it actually is. You see, I would imagine
€16 or £16 in the English one. Hang on.
Yeah, so you're talking about €18. Okay, it's expensive.
€16.
€17,
yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's expensive. Now, I know because myself and Casey discussed this beforehand, Casey has a bit of sympathy for the woman. I have sympathy for anybody who is hungry, especially if you have a child. Being a single mother is very, very difficult. But having said that, there's still no excuse. There is no excuse for stealing. Is there, Casey?
Oh, listen, I was stealing to feed your baby. Yeah, 100%.
Why? Because there's enough charities there. There's enough charities in place that children or babies will never go hungry.
I don't know. I think you get certain allowances, but I don't know if the charities are enough to cover your general day-to-day living.
But the fact that she is doing that regularly, according to S, so it's happening regularly, that's no... A couple of times a month. Where does it end?
A couple of times a month. It's not regularly.
But that's regular enough.
It's not
enough.
Like it's every day.
Okay, so you think that she should just turn a blind eye?
She's robbing food and baby formula. She's not taking it to sell.
No, I gather that she's not taking it to sell.
I'd say nothing. I see no evil, hear no evil. I saw nothing.
But no,
there is.
No, hang on. You're saying see no evil, hear no evil. There is evil. The stealing that is going on.
No.
Now, I have a feeling I'm probably going to be on my own on this, but I'm not saying I don't have any sympathy for the woman, okay? So don't get me wrong and don't start jumping down my throat. It's not that I don't have sympathy for the woman, but what I am saying is that... Oh, sorry, yes. Yes, I will. I will get that in a second. Sorry, we just have a technical issue here that we will address in a second. I am not saying that she's not struggling, okay? But it does not excuse theft. How can you excuse
theft?
That's
easy for you to say when you can walk into Dunn's, fill your trolley and know you can pay for it. You're not trying to feed kids with no money.
What do you mean I'm not trying to feed kids with no money?
You're not trying to feed kids when you have no money. You have money. You can afford to feed your kids. So you're not in a position where you have to steal.
But what difference does that make?
You can't understand this woman's plight.
Theft is theft. You cannot just rob from a shop because...
I know, it's not... Look, it's not right, but would I say anything? No, I wouldn't, because a baby eating is more important to me. And a mother being able to, you know, not go and have sleepless nights because at least in some way she's able to feed her baby. No, I wouldn't say anything. And I think if anyone does say anything, I think you're heartless. If she was robbing cigarettes and luxury items, I'd say, right, fair enough.
But you can't rob cigarettes because they're...
Well, if she was robbing luxury items, I'd say fair enough. But these are the basics to feed her baby and herself.
And I firmly believe, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, not you, Katie, but the listeners can correct me if I'm wrong. That's what this show's about. You can call in and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I would I not be right in saying that there's enough of a safety net there that babies...
But you don't know that, Jeremy. You don't know that. I actually think that's a very heartless attitude you have.
Well, why? Stating facts that there's enough that there's enough safety nets there. That's all I'm doing. I'm just stating facts.
No, if there was enough safety nets, Jeremy, everybody would be using it.
Okay, here's Emma.
I honestly think she should just continue turning a blind eye.
Oh, of
course. It'd be different if she's going in and just robbing like alcohol or things that weren't necessary. Like if she's robbing baby food and just basic food in general, she's obviously really struggling. Like, fuck me, I have a good job. and I'm struggling, you know what I mean? So I can't imagine how someone is with a kid, and I don't have children. Like, it's just a hard, hard, tough world out there at the moment, money-wise, for a lot of people. So turn a blind eye. She's just trying to feed her children.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, just before the break there, we heard from Emma, who said just turn a blind eye. That's what Katie is saying as well. Sarah, what do you think of this?
I'm going to be known as heartless as well now. Just from working in the retail industry for the last 20 years, all I can say is if you're torn in a blind eye, you're part of the problem. And it goes outside of a woman just robbing to feed her baby. Like, people, you know, you get into all the technicalities. Like, if she's coming in and robbing that a couple of times a week, that's the reason why jobs can't be kept. Like, people's hours get cut and, you know, a tent isn't kept on. Because all of that affects cost and demand.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think it happens, but I don't think it happens that much. Like, this is just a case of a bit of food and a bit of baby food. Now, look, it's not ideal and it's not right. Nobody's saying that, you know, everybody should go out and steal. But if someone is stealing to feed their baby, then surely that's like a last resort. Someone really has to be at a bad place to do that.
Well, thankfully, Katie, you've probably never been in a position where you get to witness it on a daily basis.
Like, thankfully, I've never been in a position where I've had to do it.
Well, that as well. But I've also seen every single walk of life rob, steal. And sometimes it's the men in suits. Sometimes it's the mads with the prams. It's the grannies with the trolleys. And I just know from being in this industry, you can't have sympathy for anybody because everyone has a sob story. Everyone has a reason to go out and do it. But what I would be asking or saying to that young girl that's walking in the company, okay, so she's coming in and she's robbing baby food a couple of times a week. But is there other shopping bags on the tram? Like, is she going to other shops and paying for stuff and then just choosing to rob?
I just think that's a very, very, very heartless attitude to have. This is a woman. Nobody wants to have to do that for their baby. Nobody.
And like I said, so if that was a young ma or if that was a junkie ma going in and robbing, this would be a completely different story. It'd be a completely different context.
But like, look, if it was an addict going in to steal or something like that, it is the context. The result would be different because the context is different. This is about a baby. A baby can't
feed themselves.
No, theft is theft. No, a baby can't. No, exactly. Look, I know theft is theft. I know that. But I would have more sympathy for a woman going in a food for her baby than I would for an addict going in to steal or an alcoholic going in to steal booze. This is about because there's a baby involved.
But a baby can be given bread, it can be given.
Not babies who are on formula can't be given bread.
By the way, Sarah, just to say, Katie is the same person that says you shouldn't have children if you haven't got a job and you've no money.
I've never. No.
And look,
I've never said that.
There's always going to be exceptions to the rules with everything. Of course there is. But I'm just coming from my point of view, walking in an industry where I see it day in, day out. Like, I work for a company where after one stock take based on one singular product, that company was losing 11 grand every 2 weeks on one item being robbed. 11 grand every 2 weeks. Like, that's insane.
I tell you, don't mention the company. What type of company was that was losing 11 grand?
It'd be like a fashion forward retail.
Oh my God.
But that's different. That's fashion. Stealing clothes is different to stealing food. I don't think you can compare.
Hold on, Katie. I've been in those situations. Long story short, I had a colleague one day that was going to take money out of our own pocket to pay for a baby's food. And like that, you know, the man and dad were there and they were buying the shopping and it was, oh God, what are we going to do? And like that, the heartstrings were pulled for everyone. And like that, look, maybe sometimes, you know, I'm probably made a little bit differently that I said, oh, I don't know, something not sitting right there. They were looking around and my colleague was about to go over and give them the money and I said, just hang on there 1 second. They put the baby food back, they put the little nighttime milk back. 2 seconds later, they were at the other end of the shop buying their cigarettes and their lotto.
Yeah, completely.
So you can't trust everyone that's out there stroking to say that it's because of they've a bad this, they've a bad that, or they should have not got away with it because of this or that. At the end of the day, if that lady feels like she has to go out and rob for whatever reason, obviously it's not a situation that any of us would ever want to be in or we would ever want to have to go through. But I just know from working in this industry that the people that are genuinely robbing because they're down and out and they're stuck, they're not robbing baby filth. They're putting in five rolls and only saying that they're taking four. They're not going in and robbing baby filth.
Okay, do me a favour. Say there for a second, sir, because I want to go. You'll be very interested in this. I want to go to Ian. Ian, what do you want to say on this?
I just want to say that woman should be ashamed of herself going in there robbing baby filth. It doesn't matter what she's robbing. She's robbing at the end of the day, you know. She shouldn't have kids if she can't afford to bloody feed them. Do you know what I mean?
Now, according to Katie, you were saying that...
Yeah, I think it's heartless. It's a very heartless attitude to have. You said in your texting, you said, and I quote, she should have her kids taken after if she can't look after them and if she's setting that kind of example to them.
100%. That woman should be locked up and them kids taken over and be an example made of her. Do you know what I mean?
She's a mother who's desperate. She has no money, obviously, to...
But she got a shoplift condoms then. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
oh my God, what a simplistic attitude. No, you don't know her circumstances. Nobody knows this woman's circumstances.
I don't know her because she's disgusting.
That's a very harsh attitude.
Now, have you ever fallen on hard times, Ian?
No, not at all.
No, you'd know with that attitude.
You have to have morals, you know what I mean? It's disgusting going around robbing stuff out of shops. It's the lowest of the low, you know?
But if she is that, now I agree with you that she's probably not that desperate, but if she is that desperate, you would do anything to make your to keep your baby fed, would you not?
Well, there's bloody soup kitchens, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I said that to Katie and she was having none of it.
Some parents aren't in a position where they can just stay. I really hope things always stay sunny for you, Ian. I really do. I hope you never fall on hard times and find yourself struggling.
The sunny side is always up for me, Katie.
Okay, so from what we believe, we don't know this woman. We only know the girl, S, who works in the shop. We believe that this baby is between 6 months and 1 year. And you're saying that the baby should be taken into care until this woman can provide for her baby.
But she can't provide, but she's going around robbing. Do you know what I mean? Surely the guard, she would have known, let's say, 18 months ago, that she couldn't afford to have a baby, and yet she's still fucking open the legs, you know?
But maybe she lost her job. You know, I'm just saying, sometimes things change, Ian.
Okay, but she's the children's allowance. What's the children's allowance for? You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry, Katie.
Ian, I know you can't see Katie's face here. Katie's sitting here, steam coming out of her.
She should have her child taken off her. Nobody knows. Do you know how much a general basket of shopping costs these days? The price of everything.
What is this? Supermarket sweep, is it?
No, it's not the supermarket sweep, but you don't have a heart. You lack any kind of empathy, obviously, saying her baby should be taken. You are the ultimate dickhead. I'm sorry. The ultimate dickhead.
Let's not insult her.
No, but this is it's the attitude. It's the attitude. It's disgusting. This woman is obviously struggling. No mother wants to go in and have to steal baby food. What a bit of empathy. What a bit of compassion. What a bit of humanity. Like, it's this attitude that all reporters... So what? She goes to prison, her baby's taken off, her baby ends up in care, and then what?
I'm really so. I'm like, to try to get a better bloody life out of it.
So you want a baby that's possibly eight months old, 8 or 9 months old. You want that baby taken off its mother and put into care.
It needs to be well fed, won't it?
Ripped away from its mother, ripped away from the one person who will love it more than anybody else in the world, because she robs a little bit of baby food to help her get by.
So feed the bloody thing soup.
Soup. Feed a baby soup.
Yeah,
plan
it.
Formula.
You can blend it down, can't you? You can liquidise it.
Oh, put it in a... But no. Oh, do you have kids?
We have, yeah.
You have kids.
I don't get to see them much, but I have them.
Jesus Christ. You don't get to see them much?
No, I'm too busy walking.
Right, okay.
Ian, stay there for a second.
I really am just in disbelief. The lack of compassion and empathy is just incredible. That somebody could be so heartless.
Says the woman who calls people on the Dole Fleabag.
Different.
Oh, that is there. Okay, stay there. Darren.
Stealing is stealing. Mrs. Justice has a blindfold on her outside the courts. Why is that? because justice is blind. Well, it's supposed to be.
Thank you very much for that, Darren. Let me go to Una. Una, you're annoyed listening to this as well. What do you want to say?
I am annoyed to that last call. He ought to be ashamed of himself.
Oi, what did he say?
My God. About get the child soup. Well, where the hell did he get him from? That poor woman, we don't know her background. We don't know how. I know myself, I'm doing the shopping for my grandkids and the price of nappies and baby food is. It's disgraceful the way that man said that. And I think she could go and get help from Pinchin to Paul or someone like that. We'll give her vouchers to help her.
Well, then, hang on. You're agreeing with him then, Una. That's all Ian said, that she shouldn't be robbing. So you agree that she shouldn't be robbing?
No, I didn't say she shouldn't be robbing. I said she needs help. Jeremy,
the amount of people who are agreeing with this guy Ian and saying they'd report her even if they didn't work in the shop, like, if it's not your business, Ian, do you know what I mean? Keep your nose out. It doesn't affect you. Why does it bother you if she's reported?
It does affect me because she's driving the price of everything up because they have to recoup the cost somewhere. You know what I mean? That's why goods are going up in the country and stuff like that.
And a little baby's getting much needed food.
Well, Una, theft is theft. That's what Ian is saying. And if she's not able to look after her baby, the baby should be in care.
Well, she's not out robbing the bank, is she? I mean, how would they take a child off a mother like that? That's just great. Where's your heart? It's early, isn't it? You haven't got a heart.
It's in me, Jack, and
I hope it doesn't happen to you. I hope it doesn't happen to you, your grandkids. I really don't.
I don't eat baby formula.
Would you need more than that, I think?
So it's wrong what she's doing anyway. She needs to be prosecuted. And that woman is throwing a blind eye. She's just as bad.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now, in no case, you were saying she should turn a blind eye. That you know what I mean? That's...
Yeah.
I can't get over...
But Una, where do you draw the line? You can't just let people walk out of shops just robbing things. There has to be rules. You know, everybody has, and that's the thing, Casey, that's what I was saying. Everybody has a sob story. Somebody wants to know, Ian, I know you've already said it, have your children ever gone hungry?
No, definitely not, because we provide for them. Get a job, you know what I mean?
Okay, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here, how does a single mom get a job when she's trying to mind a new baby?
But if that was the mindset of everybody, like, no one bloody walked, you know what I mean?
Now, the question I have to ask is, where is the bloody father of this,
probably a new joy. He probably got caught shoplifting.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at that. But
assumptions, you're all very, you know, all very patronising. Oh, well, for you, you know, that you have the money to. Nobody knows what this young woman's going through. She could be a victim of domestic abuse, and she might have no money. She could be being controlled.
Well, now you're guessing. Now you're just guessing.
No, but it
things.
Could be any. But you don't know. You don't know. It's just a lack of compassion today on this show is just absolutely staggering. It really is.
No, but it takes two to tango. So obviously a man helped in making this baby. And why is the man not providing for the baby? That would be my
question. Who knows? We don't know. But we have to take it at face value that if this woman is stealing baby food and food, it's because she's struggling to put food in the presses.
Okay, stay there for a second. Ian, a few people want to talk to you. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Hi, Danielle. You're also angry listening to Ian, are you?
Yeah, I'm very angry. Myself, a mother on my own with three children, it's not easy. I'm not saying I rob because I'd never would. But, like, saying that the woman doesn't need to save her children, this and that, like, that, it's just fire. Like, does he have children of his own?
He does. How many do you have, Ian?
Well, I've got three myself.
And if you were in the same situation as that woman, if you were in the same situation, you said you never fell on hard times. A lot of women and a lot of men have fallen on hard times.
Yeah, but why is that? And they're
not
going to walk, like, they're leeches. That's what they are, they're leeches.
You're putting a woman down for stealing baby food to provide for her baby.
I'm putting her down. She's thieving, she's robbing me. I'm not pulling her down, she's pulling herself down.
Yeah, but you're not saying that she shouldn't have her children for having babies.
So what kind of example is she setting, you know?
I have three children myself. I pray that I get off the government. Unless it's 40 quid a week to provide for my children for the rest of the week. That's not including my children needing money for school, my children needing money for clothes, my children needing money for this and that. like, you know, I just think, Ian, you're very vile. You're very, very vile to say that.
Okay, before you go back to Ian Danielle, I want to say I have three kids as well, and everything you just said I agree with. They are expensive. Literally, our bank accounts get wiped out by all the stuff that goes on with them. But I knew that. Yeah. I knew that before having three kids, that kids would... I mean, it's not breaking news to say that kids cost money. Everybody knows that kids cost money. Yeah. So you have kids to the point that you can afford them. And, like, we're not going to have a fourth kid. In fact, my wife sent me off to get the snip 2 years ago.
But you can have kids and still fall on hard times. You can be in a great financial position and then have your whole world fall around you. It's not a life, isn't just because you're in one position 1 year. There's people walking around now who will be broke this time next year. They don't even know it now. They could be unemployed, lose their homes, everything.
Sorry, go on, Danielle. What were you saying?
Well, like myself, I'm a mother. I had a baby in 2024. She's 1 year of age. I'm willing to go back to work. I was told if I went back to work that this is going to be stopped on me. My maintenance, my kids' fathers are going to be stopped on me. So yeah, you can't really win either.
But all Ian is saying here is stop robbing. That's all you're saying, isn't it, Ian? Like, he's not saying anything bad.
I'm just saying the obvious.
But he's saying that because she's stealing, she shouldn't have her children. Like, that's bad. Like, you know, why shouldn't she have her children? Because she went in and robbed baby food. Like, is it a big deal?
Of course it's a bloody big deal. Why isn't it a big deal? They're saying it's all right.
Well, she didn't want her child starving, so she went in and bought food. If she left the child starving, it would be like that.
Well, let me put it this way. If she what would happen if she got locked up? Who's going to look after the baby then?
Post-defense might give her a little slap on the wrist, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that they're going to lock her up for a bit of baby food now.
Well, they could look at the CCTV and see she has a long-standing fucking history of robbing, you know?
I just say that she doesn't, like, I just got really annoyed to say that she doesn't deserve to have her children, and she doesn't, like, myself as a mother, like, I struggle at most. I wouldn't rob.
But does she bring the
child? Does she say that she doesn't have children?
Does she bring the child into the shop when she's robbing as well, does she? What kind of woman is she, like, you know? She can't afford the farm. She had to go to afford a babysitter to mind the kid when she's gone robbing.
Well, she could have just someone, like a friend, a family member, while she's gone or a friend.
Let me put a question to you, Ian. Supposing, God forbid, something happened to you next week, you lost all your money, fell in hard times, and you're sitting at home, and your child, 3 years of age, says, "Daddy, I'm hungry," and you've no money in your pocket to buy food. What would you do? Daddy, I'm starving.
Down to the soup kitchen or some visit the parlour or something like that. There's always organisations out there, like, you know.
Well, is that not a fair point, Danielle? And I said this at the start, and people were annoyed. There's enough charities out there that can look after people like this girl in Blanche.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Like I said, I don't agree with people, Robin. I don't agree with it. But my thing why I got annoyed is, she shouldn't have children and she shouldn't this and she, like, it's just, I just think that's horrible, like, to say for someone that's, like, really struggling. She's clearly struggling that she has to go in and rob the field, you know?
Well, you're saying clearly struggling. We do not know if she is struggling. We're only taking word for that you must be struggling in order to...
If she's not struggling and she's just doing it for the sake of, well, then, yeah, fair enough. Like I say, okay, that's wrong. You don't do that, like, kind of stuff. Yeah, you get paid, you get enough money to be able to buy your child's food, and I do get that circumstances. But what my thing, like I said, I was just annoyed about it. She shouldn't have children and it should be taken off her and stuff like that.
In fairness, Ian, a lot of people are asking you to apologise for that. Now it's up to you whether you... I never expect people to apologise for their opinions.
Apologise to
him. I don't know. All we're getting is messages. Sorry, Amanda, many messages. We've got about 15 messages saying that prick...
Tell them all to fuck off.
So you're not apologising?
I might fuck apologise for nothing.
Danielle, do you think he should have...
What if it was your daughter and like, you couldn't help her and she couldn't get baby food for her child and she's going to, like, you tell her to fuck off?
Well, I wouldn't be much of a father and ever wouldn't help out my daughter, would I? St. Vincent de Paul.
You know, my daughter had to do it. And your daughter had to do it.
No, I wouldn't have to do it because she has respect for where she lives and premises around local business, shop local and all that. Do you know what I mean? It's shop local, not local.
If she's struggling, though, that's what I'm saying. Would you tell her she shouldn't have her child?
St. Vincent de Paul? No, she wouldn't be struggling because she's going to St. Vincent de Paul. There's organisations out there. That's what all these organisations are set up for people that are struggling.
Now, in fairness, he is right, Danielle. There are so many charities that will deal with Bernardo's, as mentioned before, Vincent de Paul. There's so many charities there. There's literally no need for a child to go hungry. We have enough charities. We're not in India. You know what I mean? We have charities here.
No, yeah, 100%. Like I said, like the first thing I do when I get any money, like I said, she should have just done was just go and get the food. Like I said, my statement here was just that she shouldn't have children and that the children should be taken off. I just don't think.
Okay, I'm going to ask him one more time. Ian, will you apologise for saying that the child should be taken off?
Would I apologise?
Because people are obsessed with the fact that you want an eight-month-old baby.
What the fuck? They're upset?
Yep.
Tell me, go to the visit Nepal there for some tissues.
Jesus, you're very hard. Now, I was supporting you up until a point, but you are very heartless. And obviously you have a good job, that's fair enough, but you may fall on hard times.
Well, I won't.
You say you'll never fall on hard times?
Never.
It's always going to...
I'm a grafter, always busy, always work to be done.
That's a cocky attitude. That's a high horse to fall from.
Yeah.
That's a very high horse.
I'd be feet in the stirrups, I won't fall.
No, but the higher the horse, the bigger the fall.
The bigger the fall.
And I hope nothing ever does. I'd never wish that on anybody. Stay there for a second, please. There's Anthony as well. He should apologise. Brian as well said, I'm never listening to this podcast again if he doesn't apologise. Okay, I'm not going to ask him again to apologise, okay? This is called Opinions Matter, and it's about opinions. And that is his opinion. And if we're going to start asking people to apologise for their opinions, we may as well shut the whole bloody thing down.
How you doing, guys? Great show. Here's my 2 points worked on this one, you know. Stop robbing. You say, JD, they're robbing for a reason, JD. They're robbing for a reason. People are going and robbing for a reason because they can't afford to fucking live. We all know the cost of living has gone through the roof. You know, it's crazy what's going on here. And the government, they don't fuck all about it. And that's what people are left to do there. That girl there, you know, you don't know what. I don't know what happened to her. She could have had a great job. She's got to fall on hard times. And she's going out robbing baby food. You know, if it was personally me, I'd be turning them. You know, I wouldn't be reporting anybody, you know. It's a very, very sad situation when you have to start going robbing for your kids. And, you know, it's absolutely horrific what's happening in this country. Everything has gone up. The price of everything. You can't piss these days. You know, the petrol prices, the heating, the gas, the electricity, you name it. You know, it's crazy what's going on. So people are left to do this because they're not, you know, they're losing their jobs, whatever it may be, or they probably can't afford to live on a week-to-week basis. And that's what she's doing. And a shame on Ian as well. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Just before the break, we played a message from John. John, you have admitted before on this podcast that during COVID, was it, Casey, that he went into Tesco's and walked out with a trolley full of...
Yeah.
Well, that's not funny. There's nothing funny about...
It's the brass neck of it. Like.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised, John, to be honest with you, that you would defend this woman and what she's doing.
But there's defending theft and then there's defending, you know, theft to feed your baby. It's not to sell on. It's not to go home and, you know, get drunk or smoke or anything like that. It's literally food for your baby. I just cannot get over it. Genuinely, I'm stumped by the level of heartlessness today.
Kathy, what did you want to say about this? You've been listening to Ian as well. Is he annoying you, upsetting you?
I understand what he's saying, but I don't really agree with the, obviously, him saying that, like, the child should be taken off the mother. No, that's definitely not agreeable in any manner. I mean, but I do get the point that, like, yeah, like, no mother should be robbing food for a baby. It's not setting a great example at all, no. But like you do, you get the choice to make it. If you're going to feed a baby, you can choose to breastfeed, you can choose to formula feed. If you're going to formula feed, you should have the means to be able to pay for it, you know, yeah. Kind of my stance on it.
And that, what Ian was saying was, is that if your job as a parent is to provide for your child, okay, and obviously this yeah. mother, for whatever reason, cannot provide for her child. And the point he was trying to make, and I want to, don't want to misquote you, Ian, the point that you were trying to make is maybe the baby will be better off in a house where the baby's going to be fed.
Exactly. And looked after. And cared for. You know? Not living in a home full of tapes.
We don't have full information on what the situation of the mother is, you know?
I'm older.
I think that's pretty harsh.
Teach her a lesson, won't it?
No, but hang on, Ian. Do you realise the trauma that would happen to both a mother and a baby if they were to be separated?
To separate a mother and a baby just because you're saying that a mother is taking food. Okay, I don't agree. Like, morally, I don't agree that somebody should be stealing food from the shop's point of view, from the mother's point of view, from the baby's point of view. But I think you're being pretty harsh. You're not a mother, so that negates your point of view on that. But morally, yeah, nobody should be stealing food or stealing anything, because, like, you're starting to steal food, then where else does it lead to? So I see that point of view from where you're coming from. But, like, I don't know where you're trying to go with your topic. You're kind of gone off on a tangent.
Well, no, he just believes there's no excuse. He just believes there's no excuse for stealing food. That's all. That we don't we don't live in a third world country where children are not dying on the side of the streets, Cathy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So if the parent is not able to look after, I mean, that's why we have child services here. That if a child has been neglected, then someone has to step in. No, I'm not for one second suggesting that the child's been neglected. But if the mother does not have enough money for food and she's not going to the right charities, surely somebody should step in.
Yeah, whether it be family, whether it be friends, whether it be services, whether it be, you know, extra means of support of, social welfare, something. But taking a child off a mother just because she's taking food, that's not the right answer.
No, in a sense.
And I don't think Ian is in the right what he's saying. No,
no,
absolutely
you're,
not.
In fairness, Ian, you're not living in the real world if you think that's an acceptable thing to do.
It's not, and I do think you should. You're not. You're living in a la-la, cuckoo land. If that's what you think, if that's just your thought process, that's just not in reality.
Sorry, what are you saying there? What are you saying there, Ian?
So she's saying I'm living in QQ land. How the hell am I living in QQ land? I'm living in the real world.
You're not. You're really not. And you're very aggressive. The way you're speaking is just it's.
We're very aggressive. It's
it's just listen to the way your responses are. Come on. Okay, then. Like, it's laughable what you're saying. It really is. It's just laughable.
Say that.
Yeah, like, who can take you seriously? It's not even, like, it's supposed to be a debate. It's a topic. But you're not. You're cutting over, you're cursing, you're just, I don't know.
Well, he's allowed to curse, Cathy. Jesus, I mean, everybody on this podcast pretty much curses. Stay there for a second. Here's Dave.
What's the story, lads? At the start, I had a load of sympathy, but at the same time, I was out of work for a year with two kids. I managed to make it work, you know, and there's a lot of support here. I mean, between your social, like, say she's on social welfare, things are hard and they're tough and you don't have money for anything else, but if you're on social welfare, you do have enough money coming in to, at the very least, stock up a formula for your baby. And there's St. Vincent de Paul, there's all these other groups as well, like, so I don't know if that I'm just stealing from my child's stuff washes anymore.
So that's someone who's obviously been there, done that, and if they always say, if you want to know, or if you want to talk about a walk in my shoes, he was out of work for reasons beyond his control, Dave was, and he says, now he knows more than all of us, that there are enough charities there that can look after families in this situation. So there's no need to resort to thieving. Here's Martin.
Afternoon, guys. Great topic. Won't be able to come on today. But I agree with what Anne said in that voice note there a few minutes ago, that the government needs to do more. Now, I'm not saying the government is responsible for feeding people's kids or paying for people to have kids. I'm dead set against that. I'm sick and tired of people spitting out kids for money. But government policy on like carbon taxes and fuel prices and the cost of food is through the roof. Like, theft is theft, but when somebody's stealing baby powder, it's not, you know, John Player Blue and Dutch Gold that she's nicking. But yeah, the government shitting on the Irish people again. I guarantee there's not one child in an IPAS centre whose parents has to go out and steal to feed them. Government policy again. The shower's shiting on us again.
Martin, stop blaming the government. Why do people blame the government on everything? It's not always the government's fault that people can't feed their kids. Not always. You know, whatever happened to, you know, taking care of your own family, you know? You know, it's not up to the government to do everything for us. You know what I mean? You have to be self-sufficient. Niamh, how are you?
How are you doing? I'm good, thanks.
A lot of opinions on this one. What do you make of it?
Look, I think there is another way of looking at this as well, is that if this staff member has seen the woman doing this, then other staff members probably have too.
I'd say so, and, yeah.
So this woman doesn't want to report her, and that's fair enough. But there'll be other staff members with no qualms about it. So I would go to the woman. I would give her the chance. I'd say, look, I've seen this. And the shitstorm that could come down on you if, because Big Shots, I don't know what big store it is, but it's obviously a big store. They'll prosecute.
Yeah, it's a chain. It's a very well-known chain of shops. So yeah.
Well, they prosecute without question.
Oh,
right?
They would.
And,
yeah.
And the problem that's going to happen there then is the mortification for this woman. You know, everyone's going to know. So I'd be saying to her, look, I'm giving you one chance. You have to stop and try, you know, have a list on your phone before you approach her. Phone numbers, places she can go, people she can talk to. There are places out there that will help her. And I mean, maybe we should be looking into why the bloody hell baby formula is nearly €20 a pop. It's very expensive.
It is very expensive.
And it's a basic thing that babies need. You know, you can't give babies bloody soup.
And you know, by the way, when you buy baby formula, you can't use the Dunnes vouchers, by the way, for baby formula.
No, you can't.
That's ridiculous, by the way, that you can't use those Dunnes vouchers for that. No.
And you can't, you know, you can't buy it, you know, they can't reduce it. They can't put it on special offer. It's not allowed.
I know, it's bizarre.
So the fact of the matter is, this woman, for whatever reason she's stealing, we don't know. We're all making assumptions about her. Maybe she's desperate. Maybe she's stealing to order. We haven't a clue. But at the end of the day, if she gets caught, a shitstorm is going to come at her door. And I would prefer to go up to her and say, look, I'm giving you the chance. You need to bloody stop. Because if I've seen you, so maybe has a security guard and he won't care.
That's actually.
But I do care. So I'm giving you the option. Just, you know, give her the chance. Say, look, I understand it's awful. You know, I'm a mother myself. I probably would steal if at the time my baby had been hungry. But I'm blessed I never had to even consider it. So I don't know what I would have done.
Now, S has been back on to us very briefly and she sent us messages. Some of them I don't want to read out because they identify the person. But one of the things she says is, Kate, you said at the start of this topic that it was twice a month. She says it's four times a month that this woman is going into said shop.
That's every week.
Once a week. Yeah.
Now, also the other thing she said, someone obviously mentioned it, it wasn't me that mentioned it, and I wasn't going to read out this message because it's kind of, well, I don't know if it's relevant or irrelevant, but S, who works for this very well-known shop, is after saying, yes, she does smoke. I never asked, does she smoke? Did one of the listeners ask, does she smoke? Because it wasn't me.
Yeah, somebody said it.
Did they? Well, it wasn't me anyway. But anyway, she smokes like a chimney, according to S. She stands outside the shop puffing away. I suppose the argument there is, if you can afford cigarettes, why can you not afford, like, how much is a packet of 20 cigarettes? I don't know, I don't smoke.
It's about maybe €15, is it?
It's around the same price for a packet of cigarettes, because I am a smoker. You'd buy a bottle or a packet of Actimel.
Jesus.
Oh, it's around €17.
Wow.
Same price as baby food.
Now, I wasn't going to read out that message because I didn't want it to change people's opinion, but that's fairly relevant. So she's able to spend £18 on a packet of 20. That money could go towards a bottle of, or a chub of Aftermath. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, Niamh. Thank you very much for all your calls. There's lots of other messages. There's more to this story than meets the eye. We'll have to come back to this because some of the messages coming in, a lot of people know this woman. Anyway, don't forget to like and subscribe on Spotify or wherever you listen to your Opinions Matter podcasts. And never miss out on another episode. And we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.